As the federal government continues to squabble over the Prime Minister's push for a net zero emissions target, New South Wales has beefed up its aspirations with a pledge to cut greenhouse gases even sooner than expected. The state branch of the Nationals has fallen in behind a plan to cut New South Wales emissions by 50% within a decade. David Lipson explains.
Less than 5 weeks until the Glasgow Climate Conference, and net zero by 2050 remains a preference, not a plan or even a target for the Prime Minister. But the nation's largest and most energy-intensive state, which released its net zero plan last year, has now gone even further, a 50% cut to emissions by 2030.
The New South Wales government is absolutely committed to ensuring that we hand on our planet to the next generation better than we found it.
Matt Keane is the New South Wales Environment Minister. He expects the state's net zero plan to attract more than $37 billion in investment, support 9,000 jobs, and save households about $130 on their electricity bills.
My message to the Commonwealth is get on with it. This is not only the right thing to do, it's also the economically rational thing to do because it's in our nation's economic interest.
Last year, the Deputy Premier and State Nationals leader John Barilaro was highly sceptical of any such target.
Now, when he talks about net zero emission targets by 2050, yeah, that would mean the end of agriculture. What does that do to regional and rural communities? That is the end of mining.
Now, quoted in the Berejiklian government's media release, he talks of the opportunities for regional communities as the demand for low emissions technologies like batteries and hydrogen grow.
My job is not to answer for the New South Wales branch of the party.
Barnaby Joyce is federal leader of the Nationals and the Deputy Prime Minister. He presides over a party room split on the 2050 target.
Well, we're very mindful of the nation's economics. We are very mindful of the fact that iron ore prices have halved. We're also very mindful of the fact that coal prices have rocketed to highest levels and highest prices. And so every time that you drive on a road, think of where the money's coming from. Every time that you collect a pension or unemployment benefit or listen to the ABC, think of the fact that the government has to make money. So these decisions are in the remit of the New South Wales government, but the economics of it goes right across our nation.
But John Barilaro is saying that this plan in New South Wales creates opportunities for regional Australia. Why is it different in New South Wales to the federal level?
Well, we're just mindful of the experience of Australia. We're mindful of where the money comes from. And you know, we say quite clearly that is in the remit of New South Wales, if that's what New South Wales wishes to do. But in the future, by reason of the payments that have had to be made to support the economy during COVID, there'll be no government riding over the horizon to economically stimulate the economy or to come to the rescue if things go wrong, like they are going wrong in the United Kingdom and in Europe. We have to be fully aware in any path that we go down, there is an economic reality that goes right back to those who are the most vulnerable.
So does John Barilaro have it wrong? Is he going to hurt regional communities?
Well, I'm leave New South Wales to explain New South Wales economics. That is not my job. My job is to look at a federal level. My job is to deal with the facts that we can all see. The biggest export of this nation in price now are fossil fuels by far. And any effect on those will, of course, permeate right down to our capacity and our requirements. When people come in and say, I want a new drug on the PBS, when people come in and say, I want more money for pensions, when people want an expansion or a retention of the NDIS in the capacity that it's in. These are unpopular things to say, but this is the reality.
But they think it's a good thing.
Well, that of course, is they're right. I mean, they don't come down to Canberra and tell us how to do our job, and we don't go to Macquarie Street and tell them how to do theirs.
Deputy Prime Minister and Federal Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce speaking there with David Lipson.